السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. Welcome back to Regine Radio. It's your girl Basha Regine and you're listening to a young black Muslima. This is a community of blasphemy humans in which sometimes I do answer questions to make you think about your potential to make change. But you already know it's up to you. My answers are based off my understanding of my way of life, which is Islam. So believe me when I say I want for you what I want for myself. So y'all already know we were talking about character defining sisterhood, right? Like, how does our character and our relationship with Allah define that sisterhood that we're building? So really getting into that and expressing that, understanding that. Now, how does sisterhood define our character? So like the other way around, like if we have a beautiful relationship with our sister, right? We have a growing and expansive one full of reminders, one full of khair, full of good. We are going to make sure that that equates in other areas, right? If I'm reminding myself what I need to do, I'm just talking to my sister, like, oh, I need to read a page of Quran a day. For instance, we did this in Shahada sessions the other day, yesterday. And what I want to do is really just really break it down to my Arabic, like, spend more time with it. And how am I able to do that within the midst of, you know, what I need to do for work or for school? But if my sis tells me, sis, you know, you need to prioritize that Arabic and that Quran first, that's defining my character for sure, because I know that person loves me and cares about me and is not prioritizing, oh yeah, you work, or the frivolous things of life, like someone giving me advice about, you know, anything else other than Islam, like social media or like what you need to do for your career. I think that that's not what I want in a sisterhood, you know, that's not what I want in a sahba. So really knowing that is important, because a lot of things I don't really care about, like certain things I just don't care about, right? Like it may seem like I care about it, but that's my work. And how do I transition to make that same thing that I love, which is Islam, which is going to Islamic countries, you know, going to see masajids, going to see beautiful, beautiful, like, you know, calligraphy and just really anything Islamic foundationally, and anything like I can understand my culture more, I'm down for that for sure. And it doesn't have to be, it could be anywhere, subhanAllah. And one of the most beautiful things I think about that is like really being able to understand what it is that a person needs or what my needs are. And so my needs are peace, my needs are no toxicity, my needs are reminders. You know, I'm content with reminders that my sister gives me. I'm content with them being honest with me where they're at in their deen, because that's one of the ways I converted to Islam. There was a sister that was so honest about where she was at, and it wasn't even like she couldn't fake it, she was just herself. And I was like, oh, I can be Muslim and be like myself. And I think that that's important too. Like, there's a level of like balance that we need to have in defining our character, you know. And so sisterhood has a big part in that. Sisterhood can really support in defining your character when Allah has really, you know, wrote that person to be in your sohba, to be in your circle. And I think that is so important to know, okay, what is it that I'm looking for, and make dua for it. Asking Allah to remove the people from your life that is not beneficial, to keep them away, you know, and that it won't remind me of you, Ya Rabbi. You know, really just being sincere about that, because then that definitively can help build your character up to a level where we want to be, right? Fatima Zahra is our complete, like, example of that. In Iman form, she is that as a human. So we want to reflect that. And so where do we find those friends? Where do we, you know, how do we maintain those relationships, and how can we be understanding of where we're at and what we need in order to maintain those relationships that are good for us, and how do we back away from the ones that aren't? Sisterhood definitely can define character in some of the worst ways possible. And I think that is so important to know what that looks like and know what that feels like, because one feels more calm and peaceful and full of joy, full of nur, full of, you know, just complete love and the other one feels like you can never see, you know, you guys' agenda together, or you can never push past certain things because you do realize that they can bring fitna into your life. So let's really break that down. Like, how do you see that in your life? How can you step away from certain sisterhoods that are not good for you, that are not helping you be your best self, be the best woman you could possibly be? And how can you now bring in something that is way better, you know, and really embracing that? So alhamdulillah, we are growing and expanding and trying our best to connect with our creator and be sincere about the process. So we need sincere people around us, because this is something we can't do by ourselves. So I hope that this helps, and, you know, inshallah, we'll have more discussions about it coming forward when we have more things going on with the podcast. But I really just really wanted you guys to think about it, and, you know, let me know what you think. You can definitely DM me, or you can email us at youngblackmuslima@gmail.com. Our Instagram is youngblackmuslima. Definitely send a note here. Like, we have, you know, the voice notes so that we can kind of communicate. And if you don't want to add that, you can definitely comment. But I think it's really important for us to have those conversations, inshallah. Thank you guys so much. I pray that you are keeping your character intact, your integrity, and that you're choosing your sisterhood wisely. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.